So hi everyone, I think we've actually come to the end. We got really involved in conversation. Can we all, if possible, sorry guys, we're going to have to round up because the next session's about to start. I didn't really give you any warning here, but can I sort of collect or speak to someone to find out what the kind of conclusions were, or if there's some ideas from both sides? I would love to find out what everyone said. We came up with some great ones ourselves, but is the next session here already? They're ready. Okay.
But it's a glam meetup. I think it's really the same group of people. I think nobody will be really, really angry at
okay.
us.
Okay. I just wanted to say we came up with some really nice ideas for what we can actually do now. We shared knowledge. We found that there are actually ways of presenting metrics already that we can root out. But the short of it was, yes, there are a selection of things in terms of getting the page views that are coming through. But we also thought, you know, really the reality is in the future, we want it to be a button that it's like, here's your data import, there's your metrics, and everything we can give them, we do. And that was kind of where we got to. Who's planning on speaking next? I do feel a bit rude.
Do we have somebody from group one who is comfortable? Yes.
Brilliant.
Because I took the notes. So just the 2 points, like, what can we do now? We basically came up with the idea that we really need to keep track of all the changes that happened to certain items that we edited before.
Yep.
And we also need to document our upload very, very well and know exactly what we did.
It's critical.
That has to be done right now. But there were some wishes how it could be better. Make the querying for recent changes to certain items easier, not just like the status of the item, but how did it change, what changed,
yeah,
at what point, maybe since our last
like a history of it in a way of
And then the idea of a sandbox or
the
stage where the upload can be done before and then it can be checked against like the live database and only if it works out.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's come up a lot, that one. Yeah.
And also if we make sometimes we make the wrong edits, and sometimes there's a big number of wrong edits, there should be an easier tool to revert your own edits by just like filtering something
day,
and say like
I've messed up big time.
Exactly. Yeah. 15,000 edits, please revert them.
I like it. Is this it's all in the Etherpad? Did you write this in the Etherpad by any chance?
It's a Google document.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no
that
problem.
That would be brilliant, fantastic. Everyone seems to have arrived, so do you think we should...
Yeah, are you very angry if we just finish up with the last group? It will take 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
If we could have a real brief summary of what you came up with. Well, I mean, wow, oh my God, that's not going to be easy. Yeah. That's what we want. We've got one over there. If there is a few, you know, short things for a couple of minutes, we'll
just
say
the
and
gist
we'll
of
that.
It.
The gist of it was that we didn't think it was necessarily coding skills that was posing the problem. It was a list of actions to be taken, and we thought that there was the possibility of using successful projects in the past in a specific domain and encouraging people to write down the steps that they took that were successful so that people don't have to reinvent the wheel each time. So it'd be domain specific. The other thing is that it seemed like a lot of the issues had to do with spreadsheets, and so a solution could be to focus on spreadsheet skills, which are very simple and basic. And a lot of it had to do with data matching, so to focus on that. Another possibility was to, in training people, or in giving them documentation, give them documentation that's appropriate for the skill level of the people who need to upload. So it's not the same thing that you're going to tell someone who has coding skill as someone who has pretty basic skills. It's not going to be the same process.
Very good.
And the other thing is it seemed to be very developer-driven, tool-driven, as opposed to user-driven and needs-driven. So to maybe switch that focus around.
It's great points. Brilliant. Okay, I think we're going to round up. That's really, really handy. I mean, I got so much out of that that I was hoping to get out of. And, you know, we're going to collate this in and we're going to make sure all this stuff gets into the guides. Okay, we'll wrap up there. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much, everyone. Cheers. Well done. Thank you, guys.